What does leadership really look like? On The Power of Advice, a new podcast series from Capital Group, you'll hear from athletes, entrepreneurs, and executives who've led on the field, in the boardroom, and in their communities. It's not about titles. It's about impact. Discover what drives them and the advice they carry forward. Subscribe and start listening today. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start.
Joe Milton got traded from the Patriots to the Cowboys for a fifth and a seventh round pick. So obviously he's not an option. And it shows you the Giants weren't really interested if that's what he went for. If you really wanted him, you would have given up a little bit more to get him.
Oh, yeah. I want to know who was in on him. Yeah. Obviously, the Patriots aren't trading him to the Jets, so take the Jets out of the conversation. Did the Giants get deep with Listen, they talked to the Patriots last year about trading. Remember? Right. They wanted to get a quarterback. And so there's dialogue there. If the Giants were just reticent to give that up, I think that would be foolish.
Right.
Maybe they just don't like the player, which is their prerogative. Obviously, talent's subjective, but I want to learn a little bit more. And I'm not surprised he was traded. That's a good move by Dallas, though.
But he's been a big name that fans have brought up as a possible option.
Totally.
And when you see, you know, I mean, I thought he was going to get more than a fifth and a seventh. I was saying second round, maybe a third round pick. We kind of met in the middle there. A fifth and a seventh, that's it. Yeah, you get two picks, but yeah. It shows you if they believed in him, they would have went out. You would think if they liked him as a talent, which they probably did not based on that price, to be the backup now for Dak Prescott in Dallas. All right, so the Soto stuff. I love Soto's at bat from yesterday. I like his confidence so much. I don't think it's arrogance. And you see a guy that when he gets beat and struck out kind of gives that look like, all right, you beat me. Wow, that was pretty impressive there. I'm a sucker for that level of confidence. It is rare to see in any player. Soto possesses that. I get that it's over the top, but I'm all for it, especially when he's on my side.
All right, so remember when Mutombo would stop somebody at the rim and he'd wag the finger?
Of course.
Like, so few players dunked on Mutombo. I thought that was warranted.
Right.
I like Juan Soto. Yeah. I think he's really, really good. And, you know, I wanted him to stay with the Yankees. Dude, it's a little much now. Like, you're going to get out, and you're going to get out a lot. Now, this is not to relitigate the Juan Soto career, because I know it gets old after a while, but it just seems a bit much for this part. I have to relitigate. For a guy with 246, all right, I know there were circumstances with the Padres, 1 year, and then the next year hit 275, and the next year hit 288, like, it's not that surprising that somebody got you out, dude. You're not Rod Carew hitting 360 or Tony Gwynn.
But I don't think he was surprised that somebody got him out. I think he was saying, wow, you just beat me badly there. That was an impressive performance from you in this particular bet. He doesn't do that if he grounds out or pops out. He may get mad at himself or whatever. But in this particular case, he just looked at him and gave the pitcher credit and acknowledgement like, you got me there. Maybe next time you're not going to be so fortunate, but you just beat me there pretty good. Good, you know, his way of tipping the cap.
His way of tipping the cap, which again, it's good sportsmanship. I just think it's getting a little excessive here. And I liked it when he did with the Yankees when he was in the middle of a hot streak. I don't love it when, you know, and again, it's early, but when, what is he at now, 240, whatever it is, you know, a couple of empty at bats yesterday. All right, you got out. Big damn deal. You know, do you realize, and again, his on-base prowess is historic, but, you know, when we talk, you and I reference baseball all the time. and the bolds and the italics, and it just basically to distinguish what player has led the league in certain things. Do you know that the last 3 years, and I just looked at this again to confirm, the last 3 years, Juan Soto has three bolds next to his name. One is games played, one is walks, and one is runs. And the runs came with Judge batting behind him. Now, he obviously made Judge's life a lot easier by being on base as well. But I don't know. You don't think that that's a little surprising, like the generational, all-time amazing Juan Soto? The last three years, he's led in games played, walks, and runs?
No, I don't.
Because it doesn't add up to generational. That's where I push back. What's generational about that?
I mean, I just think he's a generational talent as far as getting on base. You know that. The at-bats that he gives, his prowess in the postseason. Look, I don't even care if he's generational. He's the player that I've wanted for years.
If you're early in your career and looking for insight, inspiration, and honest advice, listen to the Capital Ideas podcast. Hear from Capital Group professionals about leaning into the differences that make you unique, making decisions that last, and what it means to lead with purpose. The Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, available wherever you listen. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
He's the player that my team went out there and got. I love him. And I love him even when he strikes out. Now, obviously, he's going to have to produce here.
Yeah.
But just that attitude, that is something that has been lacking. Remember, for a team and a franchise that has been considered little brother, second citizen in town, Juan Soto is little brother to no one. Matter of fact, did you see, what's the dude, Jackson Merrill? What's the guy that got signed by the Padres?
Yeah, he got 9 years, I think.
Did you see him take a little bit of a shot at Soto?
No.
Okay,
we're
talking about his contract. Like, these people are happy here. They treat me well here. It's not just like you automatically, somebody pays you $700 million and you're going to go be happy. There was a little jab at Juan Soto. Mm. And, I mean, I found it as, a little jealous. Hey, if you want to be happy with your contract, fine. Juan Soto wanted to break the bank. And guess what? He did. And he did it because he went out there and earned it with his performance. And Juan Soto's proven to be a special player where he doesn't wilt to anything. Not playing in Yankee Stadium as a member of the Yankees, the pressure of the World Series, doing it against the lefty, doing it against the best pitchers in the game, against with the Nationals years ago. There's nothing that Juan Soto has not achieved as far as that stuff goes. You want to talk about the numbers? Sure. I don't get into that, though, because I just know that there's nobody in the game I'd rather have up in a big spot than Juan Soto. And I love that attitude. I get how it could rub you the wrong way and others. And it probably would rub me the wrong way if he weren't on the Mets or weren't as accomplished as he was in the postseason. But
it's a confidence you've been craving. You've wanted a player's show. Well, listen, I get that.
Think about the guys that I love. Matt Harvey was my favorite. Yeah. Why do you think that was? Not just because of Harvey.
I got you.
The numbers.
Yeah.
It was because
you're not taking me out of this game.
It's because he went out there and said, I'm going to beat you regardless. You're not taking me out of this game. The sackometer, that has always been a huge thing for me. And I think the Mets have lacked that. Now, Judge has that, and he does it differently than Juan Soto.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do that, the Soto shuffle and the stare at the pitcher and acknowledge it. Judge is confident in his own way, and I love and respect that. But I like the entertainment aspect of it with Juan Soto.
You know, the entertainment is fun. It is. And when he's ripping the ball, it's like, this guy is the ultimate showman.
Yeah.
And I said that last year, so I'm not 2 months later going to change my opinion because he's with the Mets. No, I don't mind the Soto shuffle. That's in the middle of engagement. That is his fuel. And by the way, I don't even mind. Like, I don't mind. I just don't love it. Like, when you're going to get out, you're going to get out to the point of your failure rate's going to be 70%. I think it's a little overdone. The constant, like his way of tipping the cap, you know, you hit 300, you're as good as they made, right? Like, I don't know. It's a little overblown. Like, almost like he's making himself out to be too, like, I can't even verbalize this properly because I he's amazing. And I do like Juan. I do.
Hey, you get the, all right, calm down guy. You're not
like, come on, man. Like, okay. Yeah, you're not hitting, you're not Miguel Cabrera, you know, or Griffey or Judge. Like, you're different in certain regards. But those numbers I just gave you, and again, not to just pour through numbers, I get it, but you did hit 246 a couple of years ago. Last year, you were very good for the Yankees. You didn't even hit 290, all right? And you weren't even the best player on the team. It just seems a bit overstated, a little played out always. I get it. If you are ripping it and somebody really fools you and you're like, wow, and you do that, okay. But he just does it all the time. Dude, you're going to make outs.
I know, but I love it. And think about it. The pitcher gets him out and he's thinking, all right. He expects to produce every single time up. Who else feels that way? Who else shows it that way? And now he's got to start producing a little bit more here with the Mets. But, oh, man, I love that.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.